meditation, contemplation, realization, a high vibration.
Level 4, becoming mermaid, merman. Now we dive into the fathomless depths and swim as mermaids. Now we are at home in the limitless sea. As it has been politically incorrect, but nevertheless done in the past, to put all genders as he or him, please permit this author the indulgence to put it as she, as in mermaid, for the rest of this chapter. So, as mermaids, we can help others swim because not only are we strong enough swimmers, we have now adapted to the sea and swim as if we were born to it, fishtail and all. We can go back to help others in the large waves and riptides as we are now lifeguards of the sea. We can simply bask in the exquisite beauty of the sea with no fear of drowning or getting tired. We can breathe underwater and we are at home. Now that we have gone through the dark nights of the soul, we feel unconditional love for all creatures and are as comfortable swimming in the sea as if we were never parted from it. Now the happiness and light we feel comes easily. Our meditations are so beautiful that we weep tears of joy. This is truly the meaning of crying for God. When we first come through, we feel as if our whole being is dissolving into everything and we are at one with this love. We are swimming in the sea of light. My experience will be different from others, as will yours. I know that I started counting the days when this first began, as my old thinking was wondering when the dark night was going to commence again and if I would go back to feeling unworthy. But 20 days passed, and then 60, and then 130, then 200, and so on until one day I stopped counting and felt home in God. I now feel such deep love, joy, and gratitude, and pure fascination with how much love there is everywhere that I now only have memories of what my life used to be like. We remember, but we cannot feel any pain associated or connected to the memories. As mentioned, the experience is different for everyone. As we meditate and contemplate truth and what God is, we can feel a heat rising and our bodies become quite hot. Quite different from hot flashes, girls. This heat is the Kundalini energy going up our ethereal bodies. We can also feel a buzzing over our entire skull and more powerfully feel our third eye and the very top of our skull tingling and warming. Sometimes it can feel as if our hair is actually being lightly pulled. Our third eye and crown chakra are opening. The more we experience the Kundalini heat, the more the cells of our body are being transfused with light and our cells are actually beginning to transform. We are changing from the inside out and from the outside in. The inside out, the outside in, it's all one. But we're not there yet, kids. When we're at this awareness, this is a great time for raising our vibration more, and our spiritual practices now seem like a rare and precious gift that we get to experience. And the daily practices actually relax us as we learn more and more to trust and let go. This now feels as normal as taking our daily shower or dressing. We now look forward to connecting with and contemplating on the qualities of spirit and become truly awed and so very humbled that this awesome love is being transmitted through us. We do not have to meditate. It is now an honor and privilege that we get to meditate. Here we are allowing the sea of unlimited consciousness to meditate us. We just connect and allow it to happen. To not meditate and connect with spirit would be almost like leaving our home without brushing our teeth. Yuck! I actually like to brush my teeth before I meditate. Whatever works, right? Do it. Connecting to the sea is now a gift. We wake up in the morning and cannot wait to breathe in God's light. We realize that our bodies are simply an instrument of light and we appreciate our bodies even more. We know that we do nothing but allow the light to flow through us and allow God's grace to be the teacher. Anything we say to another is not important. What is important is that the vibration behind the words is from on high. And then what we say will be the real communication transmitted through us. Vibration always tells the story. We do nothing but allow ourselves to be instruments of God's grace. We know that this grace is blessing everyone, everywhere we go, and yet we have no ego about it. If we did have an ego about it, this grace would not be real, as to get to this level, we had to have killed off or died some of our ego. And we do. We die a little each day. The we that is not the real us, this ego that is our past thoughts and our future projections. So we really truly are dying a little each day, which is wonderful, so that our real I becomes alive. We may look and sound the same to others, and yet we know we are no longer who we were. God's grace is now our life, and our body is the instrument. Yes, we do still have ego, but it does not order us around as it once could. How do we get to level four? Well, this is different for every single soul. For some of us, we have been extremely privileged and blessed to sit in the presence of an enlightened, liberated teacher who can blow away clogged up consciousness, melt it down like ice, so that our divine presence is released. But even if we are this privileged to meet an enlightened teacher who is actually willing to teach us, it is still up to us to do the work, as even with this awesome gift from eternity, we can go backwards if our spiritual practices are not maintained. For others, like beautiful St. Francis of Assisi, who went from level 1 straight to level 5, whoosh, it can simply be, like I just said, whoosh, from level 1 to level 4 and even to level 5. How? Who really knows but God? But they must have already experienced many past lives where they had already done the work. So now it is simply a matter of the spark being reignited. It could be ignited through a simple reading from an enlightened teacher's word, the first time we meditate, a positive song, a small child smile, a dramatic, sorrowful experience like a war zone or the death of a loved one, etc. It can also occur because we had in our past lives already been at a high level of consciousness as mentioned, and in this lifetime we simply required a small push to jolt our light memory. And these memories of swimming in the sea are not always detailed past life seeing memories, although some do experience memories of seeing their past lives. There is simply a knowing, a feeling. We just know who we were and who we have now become and who we once knew through feeling. Some of us, like this author, had to work a little harder, but it is more than worth all the negative experiences and disciplines we may have experienced to get here. It is worth it for our life, for our soul. Otherwise, we are simply wasting our precious time here, not to mention our soul's precious time. But in actual fact, there is no time. We want to go back to that space where there isn't time, where we are one with the timeless. But as I have said before, this is not for everyone, and that's fine. It's okay to not want to do this, as it takes a lot of work and discipline. We are all where we need to be, and when we are ready, we will know. We will want to go home. Home. We cannot take another moment of being soul sick. We will do whatever it takes. Even though this part, part two, is not an instructional guide or lesson book as part one was, let it now be said for those who would like some guidelines to swim deeper, that one thing that can help tremendously to open our heart to higher levels of awareness is to learn to love God. And as I've mentioned before, and so did Bob, if we do not like the word God, call it love, spirit, the sea of eternity. divine presence, Groucho Marx, soul, it doesn't matter. Repeat using any name you choose. God, I simply wish to love you more. Help me to love you more. May there be more of you and less of me in my awareness and heart every day. I am home in thee. You are my home, God. Oh, how our soul loves to hear these words when truly felt. We cry tears of such deep gratitude as our heart is now opening and overflowing with the love we are receiving. Even if we do not feel this love and longing to know God, if we but continue our spiritual practices and have intention, eventually we will feel the connection. Most of us on the path are way too hard on ourselves. Silence and intention is the key to connecting. In the silence, we hear God. In silence, we feel the love. The love cannot be stopped, for love is the only power there is. You have heard that God is love, but at level 4, you will know it is true. God is love. Therefore, we are love, pure, unconditional, beautiful love. All that God is, I am. And all that I am is God. All that God has is mine. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And not our small I, which is God in us, our I am. This may sound strange, as it may seem like duality and that we are still beseeching a God outside of ourselves to show us how to love it more. Well, again, yes and no. Yes, we may speak to God as a separate entity, but we are doing it as if we were speaking to our heart. We know that our heart is part of us, and yet it knows how to pump our blood. We just trust our heart knows what it is doing. All we have to do is give it the right fuel, rest, and exercise, and let it do what hearts know how to do best, pump life's blood through our bodies. That is what we are asking God to do through us and in us, to pump and circulate light, which is God's grace. Our heart only lives in each moment. Our heart lives in meditation. Meditation keeps the scallywag mind quiet, away from past thoughts and future projections. We are only here now, unifying ourselves with the divine presence. Focus on a beautiful flower. Feel it. See it. Be it. Please do remember, as mentioned here so many times, there are many mind states at all levels, especially at level 4. Here we are simply keeping it very, very simple so that we can learn to be present in each beautiful moment. So now let's go on to a real fun chapter, sex and relationships at levels 3 and 4.